office. The Senate starts at 10:40, so we'll see what we can get done here this morning. I don't want to rush anybody, be sure everybody understands everything that we're discussing.
Chair, I would like to withdraw my motion for a budget note relative to 103, if I may.
Yes, you may. Any objections? Not full ordered. Go ahead, Representative Butler.
Madam Chair, what I would like to propose would be along the lines of a 1%, or I'm sorry, 1 cent, 1 cent per bottle permanent increase, which 1 cent would be dedicated to the independent contractors, again, subject to the study that we've asked for in my prior motion, that the study be undertaken, and then that there be a 3 cent one time for this biennium increase, and that 3 cent be unscheduled and subject to DAS, Joint Committee on Information Management Technology, scheduling that to accomplish exactly what it is that we need to accomplish relative to the information programs for the state Oregon Liquor Control Commission to interact appropriately for the inventory and the management of our distilled spirits at the agent's level.
Discussion.
Madam Chair.
Senator Dukes.
Feed this back and see if I've got it right in my notes. The 1 cent permanent increase in the price of alcohol will be dedicated to agent compensation.
Per bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 cent, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there would be an additional 3 cent one-time increase. And I'm assuming one-time means for the next biennium. Increase in the price of distilled spirits, which would be unscheduled. And that money, if it proceeds, would be used for this technology package?
And, Madam Chair, if I might, it could be rescheduled upon reporting to the Joint Legislative Information Management Technology Committee and the Emergency Board by the...
But it would go to 103 if it makes its way through the hoops.
And gets accepted and from the review of the JL.
And the compensation would be predicated upon the report in the budget note, the review?
The 1 cent per bottle would be directed to the agency.
But it's not subject to the technology report.
And not subject to the technology.
No, there's a...
on top of it.
There's an independent contractor to undertake a review of the current payment schedule. Would it be tied into that in any way?
It would almost have to be, Senator Dukes, and that money could be set aside pending completion of that review, because there's going to be, I think, some discussion in that review, I would think. I don't want to presuppose what it will come up with, but that independent contractor would come up with some kind of a review that the agents need to be compensated at X level, and whether that's a base adjustment, a one-time base adjustment, which would be funded by this 1 cent, or exactly what it is. And I don't want to prejudice what may come out of that review, but I think that until that review is done, that independent review is done, that the 1 cent would be unscheduled as well.
And the review would come out of the agency budget so that this 1 cent could be retained wholly for compensation.
Would remain whole.
Great. Representative Johnson.
Just a process question. Can we go this direction in a budget note? Because we're raising the price of a bottle of alcohol.
Let me just say back again. It's unique. This business of the compensation is unique. And I was surprised when we had the conversation earlier that it has been the ways and means process, which has allowed the compensation to do whatever it's done, basically by direction of the ways and means, has it been able to come to the 8.54%. And so I certainly defer to Susie, but it seems like it's this particular body that gives the direction to assist or not to assist. And by unscheduling it, it still leaves it subject to some distribution formula, but would come back and address some of the concerns of that we've had in the work group.
Susie, would you like to speak to that, then? Clarify anything for Representative Johnson?
Madam Chair, I think Representative Butler is correct. It is appropriate for a budget note. However, and especially since you are unscheduling it and making it come back to the Joint Legislative Information Management Technology Committee and Emergency Board for finalization. Also, the Liquor Control Commission has the authority and responsibility to increase, decrease liquor prices as a part of doing business. And they brought the proposal forward.
Any further discussion? Any objection to Representative Butler's motion? Not accepted.
The last package, Madam Chair, is 405, facility maintenance. This establishes a base budget for ongoing funding to cover various maintenance projects. The agency's future budgets will be increased by the standard inflation rate on this base amount, but large maintenance projects will continue to be included in policy packages. I recommend approval with a 1% reduction equal to $2,010 for an adjusted package total of $198,190.
Any discussion of this package? Representative Butler moves package policy package, policy option package 405. Any objection? Not so ordered.
Madam Chair, before we go on, I had a question. I unfortunately let slip by me in policy option package 201, which was the enhancement or the enforcement piece. And with your permission, could I go back and explore a concept with the committee? And that specifically speaks to the question of whether or not the regulatory specialists at the agency should have some kind of standardized training, and perhaps have the opportunity to have the agency in a budget note be given direction to explore the possibility of having their agents participate in training programs at DPSST or to somehow, sorry, Department of Police Standards and Safety Training, to some way standardize the agent's approach to their enforcement responsibilities vis-a-vis some uniform training. I do not have a budget note to offer, and I frankly just let it slip by me.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, if you want to adopt a concept subject to co-chair approval, that's a possibility, and then we could see if that would be acceptable without having to.
Okay, and then would you respond as well?
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, we would have no objection to that. We have had discussions with DPSST about that. We think it's a good idea to have uniform training and for them to perhaps certify the training that we do or enhance it in some way. That we think that's a good idea.
If you will work with putting together a concept.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Johnson.
Madam Chair, then would you like to have the committee vote on that so then the budget can get out of here?
Is there any discussion about the concept that Representative Johnson is proposing for a budget note? If not, any objection? So ordered. Okay, going back down to the appropriation bill amendments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To approve the budget bill in the amount of $77,936,885.217.02 FTE, the following amendments to House Bill 5027 in line 10, section 1, line 10, delete $31,227,215 and insert $31,897,135. In line 11, delete $45,856,760 and insert $45,841,760. And in line 12, delete $201,000 and insert $198,990. Approving those recommendations results in all of these recommendations results in a total budget of $80,023,885. That includes the $2,087,000 non-limited expenditures for debt service and credit card fees. So that is my recommendation.
Madam Chair, I'd would move the LFO recommendation.
Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. We need a motion to move it to full committee.
Madam Chair, I would move to send HB 5027 as amended to the full committee.
Thank you, Representative Jesse Johnson. Any discussion? Any objection? Not so moved. Carriers, Representative Butler, would you like to carry this?
Yes.
Senator Duke, would you like to?
I thought maybe you'd like to carry this one.
I'll do it if you don't want.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see, and the full committee is carried as well. Would you like?
I'd be delighted.
Representative Butler. Okay, anything further?
That's it.
Okay, tomorrow we will begin the Department of Consumer and Business. Thank you very much for your hard work this morning, committee. We are.